All right, so hey there, Vermont school leaders. We're going to dive deep today into everything you need to know about what's going on in education in Vermont right now.
Yep, and I'm here to help unpack all this information for you guys.
Basically, we've got this 802 Ed newsletter. It's packed with like a million different things happening, from the feds to Montpelier, and even some stuff from other states that might give us some good ideas.
Really important to stay ahead of the curve, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking about federal decisions, legislative battles, leadership challenges, and even some cool resources you can use.
That sounds like a lot.
It is. But we're going to break it down and make sure you walk away feeling like you can handle whatever comes next.
Let's get started.
Okay, so let's start with those potential layoffs at the U.S. Department of Education.
Yeah.
VT Digger's calling it an illegal rampage. That sounds kind of scary.
Yeah.
What should school leaders be thinking about right now?
Well, first of all, yeah. It's pretty strong language, right? But it's worth paying attention to. The big thing is the uncertainty. While the agency of education is doing their due diligence and evaluating the facts, we don't really know how those federal cuts would play out.
So how do we plan for that?
Right. It's tough. One thing to consider is if federal grants slow down, how is that going to affect your school's projects and timelines?
That's a good point.
It might be smart to start thinking about backup plans, maybe look into some state-level partnerships or even regional collaborations, you know?
Just in case.
That makes sense. So basically, be prepared to be more independent.
Yeah, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Speaking of independence, the Hechinger report mentioned that the U.S. DOE's statistics department is shrinking, like a lot, from about 100 people down to just 3.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. And that data is so important for everything we do. Accreditation resource allocation. It all comes down to data.
Absolutely. It's like the foundation of making good decisions.
Yeah.
And with the Fed scaling back on data collection, we might need to step up our game here in Vermont. So what can we do about that?
Well, it's time to get serious about how we collect and analyze data at the district level. Maybe there are ways to improve our internal systems. Or maybe we need to start looking at partnerships with universities or research groups.
To fill in the gaps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we still have the information we need to make smart decisions.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about what's happening right here in Vermont. H-454. The governor's education reform proposal. That seems to be causing a bit of a stir, according to the VPO.
Yeah, the VPO's been pretty vocal about their concerns. They're saying there are some serious problems with the proposal, and they're not happy about how much discussion it got in the House Education Committee.
So what are the red flags here?
Well, it's hard to say for sure without all the details, but it sounds like there are some big questions about funding models and how the whole system would be governed.
So school leaders need to pay close attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to understand the specifics of those concerns and how they might affect your schools,
hmm.
and then be ready to advocate for your district's needs.
And speaking of advocating for our schools, VT Digger had that article with Vermont's Teacher of the Year. It was a pretty powerful argument against cuts and consolidation.
Yeah. He's basically saying we should be investing in our schools, building on their strengths. Not cutting them down.
Which seems kind of the opposite of what H-454 is trying to do.
You could say that.
It's
all about efficiency, right? But he's reminding us that there's a human cost to those decisions. You know, how might these changes affect teachers, students, the whole school culture?
It's about the big picture, not just the numbers.
Exactly.
Okay, so another big topic. The editor's note mentioned all this talk about statewide school redistricting. And there are so many different ideas floating around. 5 districts, 25... one giant district, and now it's going to a summer study. So much uncertainty.
Yeah, you've got everything from a few big districts to one massive one. It's a huge change no matter how you slice it.
So what should school leaders be doing right now with all this up in the air?
The key is to stay informed during the summer study. What are the different models they're considering? How could they impact local control? Staffing. Budgets. It's time to start thinking about those different scenarios and how you can position your district for success, no matter what happens.
Do prepare. Right.
Always.
Okay. And then there was the Senate's second attempt to confirm the Secretary of Education. The VPO had some pretty harsh words about that whole process.
Yeah. They called it a subverted process, which is pretty strong.
So it sounds like there's a lot of political maneuvering going on.
Definitely. And for you guys as school leaders, it's important to understand those dynamics. You know, who are the key players? What are their agendas? It's all connected.
All right, let's move on to something a little different. Winooski News had that article about how school communities are dealing with the new federal immigration policies. That quote about rhetoric making bad intentions feel freer. That's pretty chilling.
It is. And it's a tough situation to be in. But as a school leader, your top priority is creating a safe and inclusive environment for every student, no matter what their background is or their immigration status.
How do we do that in such a charged environment?
You have to be proactive. Communicate clearly with your community. Make it absolutely clear that you're there to support and protect every student. And be aware of the anxieties that these policies might be causing for students and their families. Make sure you have resources and support systems in place to address those needs.
And then there's the potential closure of Starbase, that STEM program. The editor called it a valuable resource.
Yeah, it's a shame to see something like that go. It really shows how vulnerable even great programs can be to changes in federal funding.
So what's the lesson here for school leaders?
I think it's a reminder to think about all the external resources your schools rely on. What happens if those resources disappear? Do you have backup plans? Are there state level or local partnerships you can build to make sure your students don't lose out?
Good points. Okay, so on a more positive note, heads up, Vermont had some really interesting examples from other states.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear them.
Well, New York's banning cell phones during school hours. Bell to bell, they call it.
Interesting.
Then there's Illinois. They're getting really creative with recruiting teachers for rural areas. And Maine superintendents are pushing for changes to the funding formula.
I like that.
What do you think? Could any of those ideas work here in Vermont?
I think they're all worth considering. New York's cell phone ban could be a good starting point for conversations about technology in the classroom and how to minimize distractions.
Right, because that's a big issue for everyone.
Definitely. Mm. And Illinois' recruitment strategies are especially relevant with all the school leader vacancies we have here in Vermont.
Yeah.
Maybe we could try some of their tactics.
Yeah, we definitely need to find ways to attract and keep great educators.
For sure. And Maine's push for funding reform, well, that's something we're always talking about here in Vermont. Equity is a huge issue.
So these examples might not be perfect solutions, but they definitely give us something to think about.
Exactly. They're like starting points for conversations and brainstorming.
Absolutely. And speaking of vacancies, the VPA says there are 44 school leader positions open right now.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is. It really shows how tough this job is right now.
Yeah. It's a combination of things. Retirements, increasing demands, the emotional toll of leading in such a volatile environment.
The newsletter also had some good stuff about leadership well-being. That Education Week article, Leading in Uncertain Times, It's a reminder that challenges are just part of the deal.
Right. It's like embracing the chaos.
Kinda. And the ASA conference had that panel on superintendent self-care, selfish to selfful. And then there was that advice from Higher Ed Jobs about interviewing in these yourself. It's all about taking care of yourself and being authentic.
Those are such important reminders. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and forget to take care of yourself. But your well-being is essential. It's not selfish, it's strategic.
Yeah, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else.
Exactly, and being authentic, well, that's how you build trust and connect with people.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, and last but not least, the newsletter had a ton of great resources and grant opportunities.
Oh yeah, let's dive into that.
There's youth mental health, first aid certification, those water system workshops, the AOE Lottery Tech Project Awards, the VDH Nutritional Education RFP, and even the State Board Student Representative position.
That's a lot of good stuff.
It is, and it shows that there's support out there, you know? Take the time to explore these opportunities and see what works for your district.
Especially that focus on youth mental health, that's so important right now.
It really is. And one final reminder about the anonymous school safety tip line.
Right, that's crucial.
1-844-SAFE-4VT. Text SAFE-4VT to 274-637. Or go to safe4vt.org. It's a lifeline for students, staff, and families.
It really is. It gives everyone a way to report concerns confidentially, and that's essential for keeping our schools safe.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Vermont education news, I think the biggest takeaway is that you guys as school leaders are facing a lot of complex challenges.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle.
But remember, you're not alone. And there are resources out there to help you navigate all this.
Exactly. And as you move forward, think about this. Given all these challenges and opportunities, what's your vision for the future of education in your community? How can you use your influence to shape that future, to create a thriving and equitable learning environment for every student? That's the question that should keep you going.
That's a great point. Something to think about.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
I'm glad we could do this.
Till next time.
See you then.